everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Unpack That Bag. I'm Maya Danielle, and I'm here to help you carry what matters most. Wow. It's the second episode. This is exciting. Today's episode is going to be on what it means to be authentic, like to be your authentic self. So I'm really excited about today's topic. As always, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe to my channel. If you're over here on Spotify, always, again, same thing. I love all the feedback. You know, it's so funny. Before we get into today's topic, I was like, I don't know why I do this, but I kind of tend to wait until it's that issue. But I tend to wait until like I have so many things going on to like do stuff. I think it's a little bit of a thrill. I'm like a number one procrastinator. All the things. But the last episode came out last Sunday, which was also my first week of coming back to school. So this is my last semester in grad school, and I'm like, you know what? Why not? So I did upload the last video last Sunday, and it's just been a week. Like, it's been an exciting week. Getting back in classes, getting to kind of get acclimated back to that kind of schedule. Also being able to see my clients. I haven't been able to see them since before Christmas break. So just being able to reconnect with them and kind of get some updates on their lives and what's going on with them has been exciting. Get back into the groove of being in the office and just all that good stuff. Been really cool. And then also like I'm taking some exciting classes this semester. So I have, I think, advanced family counseling or advanced marriage and family counseling, which is exciting because again, that's kind of like the track that I'm on. I also am taking couples counseling, which is also very exciting. I also have some really good trainings coming up in couples counseling outside of that with my internship. So very excited for that. Just kind of get a good kickstart on like learning as much as I can. So really excited. Like a lot of exciting new things happening this past week. Just getting being able to reconnect with my classmates, that's been exciting. Yeah, and then the podcast, obviously, all the great feedback. I got some really good responses. Like it's the first week, and so you know, I don't get too caught up in the numbers of it all. I never have been like I've never been a big social media person, or you know, so I do I think that was that's like I said, I've been playing this for a while. So like one of my struggles with going back and forth was like I don't really care for social media in the aspects of like content and you know, making things to be aesthetically pleasing. Like I'm not an aesthetically pleasing person. Like if you see my lifestyle, you would know that, but that's just me. So anyway, I didn't get caught up in the numbers of it all. And sometimes like, you know, you get 20 likes on something, you know, for example. And you know, that when you look at social media, you could think, wow, Lily, that's nothing, like, you know, 20. Whatever, like, you know, it's people with thousands and millions of comments or thousands and millions of likes on their posts and stuff. But like, imagine if 20 people walked up to you today and was like, hey, like, you're looking good. Or like, hey, like, you know, I like what you just did there. Like, you know, you just really did a great job. I think that when you put it into that context, like, let's move off the internet for a little bit and come back to real life. That's a pretty good accomplishment. So, I say all that to say, like, I'm just really appreciative for the feedback that I got, for all the likes, the comments, the shares. I woke up one morning and my sister had shared my Instagram as well as the podcast to Facebook. And I typically don't post much on Facebook. I have that just for family. And so, seeing that, it kind of gave me a little bit of anxiety because I was like, intended for this to reach family or like to reach, you know, people from my past or like people from my hometown. So like I had a little bit of anxiety about it at first, not gonna lie, but I think just the responses that I got from them, the congratulations, you know, the people who were just really supportive, I think it kind of calmed me down a little bit. And that's my own thing. That's stuff that I That's a part of my bag I have to unpack. So whatever. I'm still working on it, but just I am really appreciative to for all the support that I've gotten so far in this past week. So yeah, I'm really excited to see where things go. Again, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. No matter what platform you're listening on, hopefully by the time this episode is up, you are also having the option to listen on Apple Podcasts or iPodcast or whatever it's called nowadays. So yeah, so now we should be live on YouTube, Spotify, and iPodcast or Apple Podcasts. So that's really exciting, a new addition, somewhere else to listen. And yeah, so anyway, let's get started. Today's topic is authenticity. And I kind of was back and forth on like what I wanted our first topic to be because, well, outside of last week, because I have so many. First of all, but also because, I want to set the tone really well. And I know I talked a little bit in our last podcast about, me just trying to show up as my authentic self. I encourage my clients to show up as their authentic selves. And I guess, I wanted to really just dive into that because, and actually, I'll tell you what prompted it. My mom, she watched the podcast, and I also had a little bit of hesitancy sharing with her as well. And again, part of my own bag, but she told me, she's like, yeah, I listened to your podcast today at lunch, and I really enjoyed it. And she said, there was my only feedback is that you talked about being your authentic self, and I feel like at the beginning you were like a little bit more white girlish, like you had your customer service voice on, and but you just I feel like you kind of warmed up towards the end, which I thought was funny, and I got a little bit defensive as I always do. But I think it's because that's typically how I am. I do that in my sessions as well with my clients. Like I try to start it off a little bit more, hey y'all, I'm a little bubbly, and I am a bubbly person sometimes, but I also can be pretty like. Yeah, I thought that was funny, and but yeah, so it prompted like me to think more about authenticity and what that looks like, because I think sometimes just again in the world that we live in, you kind of have to put a mask on. Like a lot of us are walking around with masks on. We don't know who we are, or we don't feel comfortable in being who we are. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to get into that a little bit today. I think that, again, me being in my internship has really it's given me so much more confidence in being who I am. It's given me so much more confidence in showing up as who I am. Because I've always been a fairly confident person, like as far as just who I am. I show up in the rooms like I'm a Leo. So like, I'm a lion. I'm gonna be out there, I'm gonna do it. But the funny thing about Leos and a lot of confident people is that they do have some insecurities. Like sometimes they do have things that they are not exactly proud of or willing to share with others. And so again, I think in being your authentic self, you have to kind of be comfortable with sharing those things. So me being in my internship has really brought that out of me. My supervisor, again, she is like she pushes for that. All the clinicians in the office, I think we all do a really good job at just being who we are and being our authentic self. And it's funny because when you're sitting in a therapy session, with a client, you try to be somebody else. Like you try to be somebody you're not. You try to show up as a know-it-all. You try to show up as some just as whoever you're not. Like they will see right through that. And like one of the number one techniques, one of the number one kind of goals of therapy is to build rapport. You are not going to get anybody to open up to you. If you do not build that rapport, and if they can see that you are faking it, or they can see that you putting on, Baby, good luck, you know? So, but I feel like that's with life as well. Like, you are going to enter so many more rooms and you're going to receive so many more opportunities being who you are. And so I think even with starting the podcast, you know, going into content creation, in general, going into fields that you feel like are oversaturated, like there is no field, and I'm gonna say this, and I wanted to like really stick with you. There is no field that you can go into that can be oversaturated because you are the only you. And so if you are showing up as your authentic self, as you, if I'm showing up as Maya Danielle, as me, I promise you there is nobody else out here that is like me. So regardless of how many people are in the field, how many people are doing podcasts, how many Black women therapists there are, and there are not a lot, but regardless of those numbers, of those stats, there is never going to be another me. So you can't have a oversaturated field of me's. It's only one of them. And so I say that to say, like, the way that you are going to receive opportunities, the way that you are going to stand out is by being yourself. You try to copy somebody else. Okay, now we're all trying to be the same stereotype of a person. We're all trying to, you know, look this way, be 100 pounds. Oh, 100 pounds is crazy. Anyway, if we're all trying to be 120 pounds, if we're all trying to be, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, if we're all trying to sound a certain way, all trying to have the same accolades, drive the same car, have the same house. Okay, well, now we are in an oversaturated field because all y'all look the same, all y'all act the same, all y'all got the same stuff, all y'all are giving me the same content with the same. With the same, you know, like if it's all the same, then okay, yeah, now we're a little oversaturated. So, again, I say all that to say if you are being your authentic self, that is not a problem. People are going to want you, people are going to navigate towards you because you are offering something different than anybody else. So, a part of personal development, a part of growing and learning is to, again, be your authentic self. You will open so many more doors of opportunity by doing so. And so, yeah, I kind of, no, whatever. So with that being said, I think that you have to have a greater commitment to being authentic than you do to being accepted or approved. And so that's kind of the reality of what authenticity is. Like, sometimes your authentic self is not going to be the most palatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes your authentic self, people is going to look at you like, what the heck is going on? That girl's crazy. Okay. And this just makes me think. I was in the gym. I've been, well, for those that don't know, I go to the gym pretty consistently. I'm there, you know, at least 4 times a week, and sometimes more. And I go in the morning before everything. So I go about 5:30 in the morning. And but recently I've been seeing this guy in the gym and he is in there jamming every morning. Like he's dancing around, he's hopping around, he's having him a good old time. Sometimes he'd be singing out loud. Now, I do have a thing with that, but anyway, he do it, and he just doesn't care. Like, he don't care who's in the gym. He don't care who watching him. He's having a good time, and you know, to me, like that is a true form of being your authentic self because that's who he is. Like, he's having him a good time. He don't care what's going on. He don't care who judging him. He don't care who being accepted, and again, like these things do come with practice. They do come with they're not always the easiest thing to do. Like, it's not always the easiest thing to do to show up as yourself because again, you do face judgment, you do face criticism. And if that is something that you have struggled with in your past, or if that's something that you've had to deal with in the past as far as being judged, as far as being you know, told that you're too much or told that, you know, you need to tone it down. I mean, Black women, I cannot count how many spaces I've been in. I cannot how many I cannot count how many Black women I have spoken to who have always just felt the need to tone it down because in them showing up as themselves, they've been told, it's too much. You're asking for too much. You're being too much. You're too loud. I'm too loud all the time. My mama tells me I'm too loud all the time. But I think that a part of the journey of becoming your better self and just, really elevating in your development is to say, like, this is who I am. And I want to give a disclaimer. That doesn't mean you don't have to grow. It doesn't mean that you don't need to always be growing and always be changing. But what it means is that, you learn yourself and you learn what works for you and you learn how you can show up and what feels comfortable for you and saying, okay, like, yes, there are some things that maybe I could change about myself. But also, like, at my core, I'm a goofy person. I like to have fun. I like to laugh. I like to joke. I'm gonna do that. At my core, like, one thing about me, and so another fun fact, Miriam told me I should mention this one, is that I make up the faces. Like, I cannot control them. I can try to control them, but I do struggle with controlling my faces. Like, my face is gonna tell it all. I get joked on in the office a lot, like, girl, fix your face, because, like, my face is gonna tell it all. And I think that that's one of the things I love about myself. But yeah, so I think, like I said, there are always going to be things that can be changed, but being who you are as a person is going to get you so much further. Like, that's just what it is. So, being authentic comes with a couple of things. And these are some things that you want to consider when kind of just thinking about what authenticity is and how you can be more authentic in your life. Being authentic comes with values. Okay. I think everything comes with values. One of the first episode or one of the first activities I do with my clients is a values clarification and just sitting down and really understanding what do I value. And so when you have values, when you have morals and things that you like are dear to you, you abide by those things. And so you lead your life in that way. You show up in society in those ways, and you don't typically allow anything to shift, what those values are. So you operate in those values. Again, like I said, if I value let's say what's one of the trying to think of what's one of the values that we have on our list. Let's say if I value family, I am going to always show up in the world in a way that says I value my family. If my family is having activities, my family is doing things, or if I feel like my family is being attacked, I'm going to show up and show you that I value that family. And I'm going to show up as myself to do that. So anyway, again, values is a important piece of authenticity. The second piece that I kind of highlighted is that in your authenticity, you have to have boundaries. You have to have the boundaries to say that I'm not going to allow anybody to test me, like to push me to do something that I don't want to do. I'm not going to allow anybody to compromise my values. I'm not going to go into any spaces that don't allow me to be who I am and be myself. And so, again, having boundaries, not allowing anybody to shape who you are, because only you can do that. Only you can, really truly define who you are. And so, a lot of what authenticity is having boundaries, saying that you're asking of me to do something. You're asking of me to mask myself in a way that I don't feel comfortable. I'm going to have those boundaries. Or even having boundaries with yourself to say, like, okay, you know that you going out wearing that mini skirt or whatever it is. Like, you know that you going out in sweats is not who you are. Girl, if you don't go in the house and put that dress and them heels on and do your makeup like you want to, like, don't ever in a relationship, with your family, with friends, with jobs. I mean, obviously you gotta there are rules to be followed in life, unfortunately, to society. But when it compromises your values and it forces you to cross boundaries that you've set for yourself, that is not being your authentic self. So again, boundaries is very important in being authentic. The very last piece, and we're going to end with this one, is being in tune with yourself. So learning who you are. And we will talk about this much more in more podcasts, but how to learn yourself and learn who you are. But one of the biggest ways to be authentic is to know who you are. You cannot be authentic if you don't know who you are, because then you're not authentic. Can I say that one more time? You cannot be authentic if you do not know who you are. It takes the step of learning yourself, learning what you like, learning what your values are, learning how you want to show up in this world that's going to make you more comfortable, that's going to make you more confident, that is going to really help you to shine. That is what is going to get you as your authentic self. So there are many ways, and you've heard my dog mouth by now, but there are many ways to learn yourself. And so I think that that is like one of the most important pieces of being authentic. So really sitting with yourself to say, okay, I actually don't like my hair. Like, I actually don't like doing my hair every day. Like, I think I want to be bald. Okay, shave it off. You know? Like really sitting with yourself to ask yourself, like, what is it about me that stands out? Like, what is it about me that makes me comfortable, that makes me feel the best of myself? And how can I take the steps to be more of that person? Who do I want to be? What are my goals? Like, what do I look like in the next 5 years? Or how do I want to be perceived by the world? And taking those steps to do that. So, yeah, I think that again, really learning yourself, really learning who you want to be and how you want to show up in the world, is exactly how you can start that journey to being your authentic self. Your authenticity is your power. Your authenticity is your power. Again, there will never be another you. Never. There can be people who look like you, maybe people who can do some what they call them, impressions of you. There is always going to be something about you that stands out. If you're a twin, there's always going to be something about you that stands out. Like, you're a mother of twins, a mother of triplets is always going to know who is who, because there's always something about you that stands out. Find what that is in yourself. Find what it is in yourself that you love and that you enjoy and that you're comfortable and you're confident in, and be that person. Show up as that person always. Don't compromise your values. Don't allow people to tell you who you can and cannot be. Girl, man, pick it up. Like, pick it up. Get to it. You know, start doing that work. Start unpacking that bag and finding out what your insecurities are so that you can address them here at front, so you can stop allowing them to get in the way of you being your authentic self. Yeah, really passionate about this. I've had conversations like all week about it. So I really wanted to get into that today. Thank you so much for hearing me. As we end today's As we end today's podcast episode, I want to leave you with two things. So we're not going to do a deep breathing today, but we are going to do an affirmation. And so today's affirmation for authenticity is, I put myself where I feel valued. Again, that affirmation is, I put myself where I feel valued. And so I think that's a great affirmation to remind yourself to go somewhere you feel valued, go where you can be your authentic self. If you don't feel like you can be your authentic self in those spaces, reevaluate, like start seeing what changes can be made so that you can show up again as your authentic self. And the last thing I want is so that we can start working towards those things. Here's a little journal prompt or just a question maybe for you to ponder, as the episode is over and you're going back to your day-to-day, your routine, whatever, if you're getting ready to go to bed for the night, just thinking over like let me just think about this really quick. And so that question is, what qualities do I judge harshly in others, and how might they reflect parts of myself? And so that's the question I'm going to leave you guys with this week. Again, what qualities do I judge harshly in others, and how may they reflect some things I see in myself? So excited. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Unpack That Bag. Again, I'm Maya Dangel. I will link all of where you can find me below. And yeah, just thank you so much for watching. I truly do appreciate it. Again, don't forget to like, comment down below your thoughts on the episode. If you want to answer the question in the comments, feel free. I get it. It's a pretty open question, so you don't have to. But yeah, say the affirmation this week and don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye. Love you guys. Mwah.